Thank you, Jonga Wilson Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 6th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabweans shut down businesses, schools and other entities today in a massive protest against the deteriorating economic situation in the country.
We are tired, Zimbabwe, today!
School kids joined today. They were actually at the forefront of blocking the roads. They were actually singing, saying enough is enough.
And the Democratic Alliance Party of South Africa has urged President Jacob Zuma to condemn police brutality in Zimbabwe.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Zimbabweans heeded a call to stay at home today, with some staging public protests to express their dismay over the current deteriorating economic situation in the country. In Harare, our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports that police clashed with some residents and school children in the city's southwestern suburbs. The situation was tense in Mufakose high-density suburb, where scores of residents and journalists were arrested and taken to Marimba police station. Chifera has more details from Harare.
Some journalists from local and international media houses covering the strike were arrested and released after deleting photographs from their cameras and cell phones as directed by the police. As early as 5 a.m., residents started blocking roads with stones, logs and anything they could lay their hands on, and bent tires, preventing combis and private vehicles from going to the city center. The residents, led by members of Tajamuka Sesijikile protest group, sang revolutionary songs, demanding to be addressed by President Robert Mugabe, who they blamed for their suffering and the country's economic problems.
We need Mugabe to address us!
After several hours of protests, police descended on the suburb and arrested scores of residents. Police also raided homes and arrested many people, including some as young as 16 years old. Adlife Muzingwa, a representative of Tajamuka, said the protest was successful as most people did not go to work. Most shops, market stalls and tuck shops were closed. Police ordered open shops to shut down, saying they risked being attacked by protesters. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Acting Board Chairman George Makoni, who witnessed the skirmishes, said the demonstration was a clear message to the government that it has failed. He said it's time President Mugabe's government responded to the people's needs.
School kids joined today. They were actually at the forefront of blocking the roads. They were actually singing, saying enough is enough, and I think it's as a result of boredom because all the schools are closed.
Meanwhile, tension remains high in Harare as more demonstrations are planned this evening. Tajamuka representatives said they were also being threatened by anonymous callers for organizing the mass stay away. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Still in Harare, an informal survey carried out by Studio 7 in the Central Business District showed that very few vehicles were in the city, where the majority of shops, schools and supermarkets shut down. Just a few retail shops like OK Supermarket, Pick and Pay and InScore were open, but with few shoppers. Patricia Mudadigwa reports from Harare.
Local resident Watmo Makokowa said he's happy that Zimbabweans stayed at home to express their anger over what is going on in the country.
I want to congratulate the Zimbabwean population for actually staying away and showing the government that they are not happy with the current situations where a lot of people are suffering and a lot of people are unemployed.
Another resident, Clarice Maduku, who is also a civil society activist, echoed the same sentiments. He urged the government to address people's concerns.
People have been showing a lot of fright. The fact that now they have taken heed of this call for a stay away, for me, that's a clear sign that the government of Zimbabwe must begin to listen, or it will be forced to listen to the people.
An economist, Lakson Zembe, noted that government and private companies lost a lot in potential revenue today.
Shops are closed, and firstly, this is an indication of the severe impact of the current economic situation on the livelihood of people.
He urged the government to quickly address the prevailing harsh economic situation in the country.
It is the general public at the end of the day who will bear the brunt of all this that is going on around. And hence, serious and urgent call on our leadership that it cannot be business as usual. We cannot continue to live in our comfort zones and pretend that things are okay.
Some Zimbabweans also expressed concern over poor internet connectivity and a temporary blackout of the messaging application, WhatsApp. They suspected that it was being jammed by the government. But the Minister of Communication and Courier Services, Supa Mandiwanzira, said these allegations were baseless.
Well, I don't know whether it's slow because of the massive use of the system today, because people are overly hyper in terms of their communications. But I can certainly tell you that we have no intention as government to ban it.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
Indications are that the situation was the same in Chinoy, Mashonaland West Province. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa has more details.
Most shops and banks, schools and other businesses were closed today in this town following a national protest called by civic society leaders. Dennis Kagonye, a resident of Rijego High Density Suburb, said local people who don't normally take part in such protests heeded the call to stay at home and close businesses.
Very successful. Since 1999, after those first riots, this is the first successful demonstration in Chinoy. Considering the situation in Chinoy, where people have been intimidated for quite a long time, but we can see all the shops, major shops, Indians, coloureds, indigenous business people, all have closed their shops.
Timothy Neshambe of Chikono Ono said the people have spoken.
We are sending the message to the government that the next time when we do things, maybe we're going to do in a violent way. We are not doing in a violent way. We are just only saying, no, guys, just resign. Just pack your bag. Then we need a new government on the place, not you, because this one actually they failed.
Most school children who went to school returned home after realizing that there were no teachers at school. Vegetable vendor Clemens Matare, who was selling his wares, said although the protests are commendable, the timing was wrong since it's month-end, a time they normally sell a lot of goods.
I'm saying that usually these days the rentals we pay up to the 10th. So for people like us, we need to raise the money to pay the rentals. So we've opened the shops today to try to raise more money for the rental.
Matare said business was very low today as most people did not report for work.
Business is largely low because many people have taken heed of the call to stay away.
Most nurses at Chinoy Hospital did not report for duty. Sources at the hospital said most patients were discharged yesterday before they had fully recovered. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Meanwhile, Mutare City resembled a deserted town with only a few shops open and commuter omnibus operators who wanted to make fast money, reporting poor business. Our correspondent Lloyd Amoyo has the story from Mutare.
School children and workers stayed at home, and there was a high police presence in most suburbs in this eastern border town. Mutare resident Patrick Manongo said the protests today, which are follow-up of similar action by commuter owned bus operators and unrest in Bedibridge in some parts of Harare last week, are a sign that all is not well in Zimbabwe. A commuter omnibus driver, Ruben Dirwai, said he failed to reach his daily takings of $50 per day as there were no commuters.
Yeah, there was a low business today. Most people did not go to work. Preferably, we always carry school children, and they did not go to school, their schools. And by mid-morning, we have not met our target. by mid-morning were just $10.
A Mutare worker, Obet Makoni, said he failed to get to work, adding that his children stayed at home as they were advised by education officials that teachers were not going to report for duty.
We were at the bus stop by 7 and there was no transport to take us to town.
Mutare-based human rights lawyer Pasmo Nyakureba, who is with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, applauded the action by citizens, stressing that local people are now fighting for their rights. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lweda Moyo.
Meanwhile, Promise Mkwananzi of Tajamuka Sesijikile movement tells Studio 7's Chioniso Jani that they are happy about the protest.
The strike is carrying on tomorrow and on Friday. And this is a message to President Mugabe that he must do the long overdue and most honorable thing of stepping down and allowing this country another chance to make progress, to create employment and economic opportunities. And people in Zimbabwe, we want to thank you very much. We respect and appreciate your courage, your passion, and your resilience against a quasi-military regime. Until Robert Mugabe and his government understand that the people that he claims to be leading are not happy with the style of leadership and the way that he has been leading the country.
We just heard that the civil servants have been asked to go to work by the government. What is your say on that?
The government that we have is a government of liars. They are not going to deliver on their promise to pay civil servants. If they fail to deliver 2.2 million jobs, how on earth are they going to deliver the payment of the civil servants? So we are saying to civil servants that this is the opportune time to work together, to come together as a people and bring down this criminal regime.
And that was Promise Mkwananzi of Tajamuka Sesijikile movement speaking with Studio 7's Chioniso Jani.
Meanwhile, Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag movement has made several demands, saying the nation will be shut down until people's demands are met.
If these demands are not met, we are shutting down again. And so, government, the ball is in your court. Chiti Pindurai, we are ready to close down again within the next few days. And so if we are not hearing from you, government, next week on Wednesday, we shut down, and this time we add another day, Wednesday and Thursday. We are not playing, and we ask you to take us seriously. Citizens, thank you once again for heeding the call. Remember, no violence. Musarovane, don't break equipment. And so, government, we ask for your response as soon as possible. Otherwise, Wednesday next week and Thursday, we will be shutting the country down again for 2 days. God bless you, citizens. Mwarivakuitre jakanaka. And let's keep moving together as a unit. We may not do what everyone wants, but let's keep moving together as a unit. Tagona, we have done well. God bless you.
In a related development, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says it has deployed its member lawyers to offer emergency legal services for over 50 people who were arrested in today's protests throughout the country. Spokesperson Kumbirai Mafunga tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they are also looking into reports of human rights violations by the police.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has been called to offer its emergency legal services to dozens of Zimbabweans who have fallen victim to police brutality or who have been targeted by the police following the shutdown Zimbabwe protest held across the country today. So Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has deployed several lawyers in Harare, several lawyers in Mutare, that is Manicaland, in Chipinge, several lawyers in Masvingo, several lawyers in Shishawane, Midlands Province, and Blawayo and Victoria Falls, where they are giving legal service to those who have been arrested or who have been rounded up by the police. And our lawyers are on the ground offering such legal services which are needed critically.
Can you say how many people were arrested today, those that are being represented by your members?
Our members, as you know, that we are a network of lawyers which is across the country, we're still trying to tally up the figures so that we can come up with the total figure of people who have been arrested as of today. But by lunchtime, the figure that we're getting, 16 in Victoria Falls, in Blawayo, there have been several arrests. I think I can safely put the figure that our lawyers are reacting to offer legal assistance to about 50 people who have been arrested today only.
That was Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights spokesman Kumbirai Mafunda on the phone with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Still related issues, more than 100 people who staged protests in Harare on Monday appeared before a Harare magistrate facing public violence charges. At the same time, there was chaos at the courts as some court officials heeded the call for a national stay-away. Thomas Chiripasi reports from Harare.
Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe remanded them in custody to tomorrow, pending continuation of their bail application. Lawyers representing the accused persons told the court that police severely assaulted the accused persons who were demonstrating in the two suburbs against numerous police roadblocks and set dogs on them. Some of the accused persons had blood-stained clothes, while others could not walk on their own when they appeared in court. The defense lawyers also argued that some of the accused persons were minor children who should be immediately released. The magistrate ordered those who were injured to be taken to hospital pending continuation of the case tomorrow. One of the defense lawyers, Obey Shava, said the accused persons were subjected to inhuman and degrading treatment while in police custody.
For those that have been raised in court, it relates to the issue of over-detention, the issue of violation of the rights of minors. As you are aware, that there are school children who have been arrested as well, and those that were injured, that is in respect of whom the police officers set their dogs on. Those are some of the complaints that we raised.
In another matter before the courts, the leader of the newly formed Viva Zimbabwe political party, Essi Lumumba, who was arraigned for allegedly undermining the authority of the president, was granted bail of $400 and ordered to surrender his travel documents as well as to report to the police every Monday. His attorney, Ashu Mugia, said he would take Lumumba's case to the Constitutional Court. Lumumba is accused of using the F-word on President Robert Mugabe when he announced the formation of his political party. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Alliance Party of South Africa says President Jacob Zuma should condemn police brutality in Zimbabwe. In a statement, the party said Zuma should intervene immediately to stop the abuse of protesters in the country. Several protesters have been beaten up by the police while staging what society organizations say are peaceful protests in the country. There was no immediate reaction from President Mugabe's government.
Coming up,
African trade unionists and Zimbabweans in the diaspora speak out on the Zimbabwe must stay away.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
A South African judge sentenced sprinter Oscar Pistorius to 6 years for the murder of his girlfriend, a sentence that has provoked outrage and may trigger another appeal from the prosecution.
Angry Republicans in the House of Representatives are set to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday over his decision not to recommend criminal charges against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server for government business while she served as Secretary of State. Some Zimbabweans in the diaspora say they have joined their counterparts in Zimbabwe in solidarity with the mass stay-away throughout the country in protest against alleged government misrule. Some Zimbabweans in South Africa staged a peaceful protest at the Zimbabwean consulate in Johannesburg. Isabel Monzora, a Zimbabwean based in Johannesburg, said their protest was in solidarity with those having a stay-away at home. Another Zimbabwean, Jidzai Rujidzo, based in the United States, says he used social media to distribute news on the situation at home as a way of supporting the efforts of those at home who carried out the mass stay away today. Monzora says she supports such mass action.
As part of the hashtag Tajamuka group, we are non-politically affiliated, so we had a mixture of people representing different political parties, and we came in solidarity and did a demo We went to the Zimbabwean consulate and we had a peaceful demonstration in solidarity of the Zimbabwean shutdown or the stay away, which is in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Ruzhidzo, you are based here in Ohio in the United States. What role did you play?
As members of the Zimbabwean community here in the United States of America, we are in solidarity with those people back home. We are in support of what they are doing. The only way we manage to support is to share the information that is happening back home amongst ourselves. I know there are some people who have managed to send money to people in Zimbabwe in support of what they are doing. But I know the unfortunate part of it is there are no monies in the bank. But you might have a receipt that you have sent money, but you are told your money is not there. It's very unfortunate.
Coming back to you, Ms. Monzora, how were you treated when you got to the Zimbabwean consulate in South Africa? Did you see anybody? What was the outcome?
We went today because we're in solidarity with what is happening today in Zimbabwe. So we went to the consulate irregardless of the fact that they are not open to the public on Wednesdays. But we had to make that stance, that stand, that we are in solidarity with our fellow countrymen in Zimbabwe. So even though we didn't talk to anyone, we had media coverage. A few consulate members saw us, saw our demonstration, heard what we had to say. But generally, the police were quite cooperative and it went on well.
And Mr. Ruzhidzo, how easy is it to mobilize people in the diaspora to come up with ways in which you can maybe stick together and show your disdain or your support for what is going on in Zimbabwe?
We really want to demonstrate or to show how we feel in support of what is happening back home. But unfortunately, America is a big country. We are all scattered everywhere. And it's unfortunate we cannot gather like what people are doing in the UK or in South Africa.
Ms. Monzora, would you say what you did today was successful? And if so, what were you trying to achieve by going to the consulate?
Our stand was we were in solidarity with the stay away in Zimbabwe. So even though we were unable to be in Zimbabwe, we felt that a war is won and fought on different fronts. We will do this from our angle or from the country which we are in, but it will still have the same magnitude. It will still have the same impact. So we decided would march to the Zimbabwean consulate, even though it wasn't open today, to then show to the outside world that even though we are living in South Africa, we are equally affected by the issues which are affecting the Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe right now.
And Mr. Ruzhidzo, what role did social media play in what you were trying to do in support of the people back in Zimbabwe?
Social media played a very big role in exposing what is happening back home. Police officers are seen assaulting members of the public, and to me that's barbaric. Any police officer who might think he wants to assault will think twice. Because if it appears that your name or your picture is appearing on the social media assaulting people, you won't do it. And the social media, I think it was very successful in exposing the bad image of what the police are doing to the people.
In conclusion, Ms. Monzora, what role do you think social media played today in what happened, across the board, both in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora?
I feel that social media played a very important role. We are in the era of technology and so many people are so warm to this idea of WhatsApp or Facebook. We are getting so many live updates of what was happening in Zimbabwe as well as in South Africa and other countries as well. I feel that social media was very, very influential.
That was Isabel Monzora, a Zimbabwean based in South Africa, and we also heard from Zhidzai Ruzhidzo, a Zimbabwean based in Ohio in the United States.
Back to the mass stay away, our correspondent in Bulawayo, Taurai Shava, reports that the situation was initially calm in Zimbabwe's second largest city in the morning before police had running battles with youths in the central business district and some suburbs.
The situation was calm in the morning before police fired warning shots and tear gas to disperse a crowd in the central business district and clashed with protesters in Makokoa suburb, the home of Zimbabwe's liberation struggle. Some youth in the city center were rounded up by the police and bundled into a vehicle while chanting, "Mugabe must go."
Arrested for demanding our freedom.
We are demanding our freedom as young people. We are clear that the fate is Zimbabwe.
There was no immediate comment from the police on the arrest of the youth. Shops in the city were closed and a few vendors were seen at the main vegetable market along Fifth Avenue between Jason Moyo and Robert Mugabe Street. The flea market centers on Lobengula Street and Egodini commuter omnibus terminus were completely deserted. A woman who operates a mobile kitchen at the terminus and only identified herself as Mrs. T said she had come to check the situation but was returning home as there was no business because commuter operators were not at work.
There's no business at all. There are no people around. The transporters are not here. So there's no business at all. We are all closed. We've just come to check whether there's any activity, but there's nothing, so we're going back home.
In the northern suburbs, including North End, Source Town, Queen's Park, Romney Park and Kingsdale, a few commuter omnibuses ferried people early in the morning, but they ceased operations around mid-morning. In the western suburbs, including Sizinda, Chabalala, Nkulumane and Tumbane and Magwegwe, there were very few commuter omnibuses or even private cars on the roads, and people who wanted to get into town had to walk long distances. In most schools that Studio 7 visited, although teachers were present, there were no school children, with those who had reported for school returning home. One of them, a Form 4 student at one of the high schools outside town, said students at the school were allowed to return home as there were no lessons.
I went to school and there were a few people, a few teachers, and we didn't write any exams because we're supposed to write mock exams. The teachers didn't say much, so I'm going back home.
Indications are that most doctors and nurses at Bulawayo's major hospitals had heeded the stay away. A nurse at Mpilo Central Hospital said she had initially reported for duty early in the morning but returned home after realizing that most of her colleagues had not turned up for work. The government says it has brought forward doctors and nurses' outstanding June pay to Friday instead of July 14. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.
At the same time, trade unions in Africa and social justice activists have expressed support for striking Zimbabweans. Our reporter Gandri Maramba has more details.
Speaking to Studio 7 today in Kenyan capital Nairobi, during a joint African and European Union Economic and Social Stakeholder Network conference, they called on the government of Zimbabwe to respect workers and voices of its citizens.
I support the workers, the civil servant workers who are on strike fully because the government has failed.
The Southern Africa Trade Union Coordination Committee Executive Secretary Austin Muneko said the workers deserve to take such action because the government has taken them for granted for too long.
We saw these things coming, and I think the workers have been just pushed to the limit.
Others bemoaned the use of force by government in a bid to crush public protest is what happened in some eastern suburbs of the capital Harare on Monday. At least 94 people were arrested following skirmishes between the police and members of the public. Chief Executive Michael Goaseb of Namibia's Economic and Social Justice Trust said government has to respect its citizens.
As an economic and social justice activist myself, we have definitely empathy with our colleagues in Zimbabwe. So we really support the colleagues in Zimbabwe and would really like the authorities to make way for evolution to give others also a chance.
Brussels-based Zimbabwe and International Trade Union Confederation Deputy Secretary General Wellington Chibebe said people back home have genuine grievances. Government has not reacted to some of these concerns. Reporting for Studio 7 in Nairobi, Kenya, this is Gandri Maramba.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today when our host will be talking about mass protests in Zimbabwe.
If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Zimbabweans shut down businesses, schools and other entities in a mass protest against the deteriorating economic situation in the country.
And the Democratic Alliance Party of South Africa says President Jacob Zuma should condemn police brutality in Zimbabwe.
And that's our broadcast this evening.
And now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. And remember to join us at 7 every evening for news in three languages and visit us on the internet at www.studio7news.com. For more on our top stories, you can send us an email to studio7@voanews.com or text us at the following number: 001-202-465-0318. And now we leave you with Ntunga Milinkomo for the Ndebele broadcast. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.